All my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime till a daybreak comes around.
Hi, my friend. It's Harry Chapin and me, Sherry. That is a song called All My Life's a Circle, which dropped in out of nowhere. My brain pulled it from some way, 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 way back storage of when I was a young teenager. I remember this song. And the reason that my lovely brain or life, it's more life drops it in. The reason that life dropped in this song is because I'm going to share with you a video link in today's Lovegram that is a link to a Hebrew video called Circle. And it's something that my son passed on to me last night, and I have watched it over and over and over again. You guys know, you've heard me do this before. It's like sometimes things just really touch something in me. They really tap into something. And this video that I'm going to send you, I hope it delights you too. It's one of those, to me, and we'll see what you think. It's so tender and also whimsical at the same time. I'll just tell you, I'm not ruining anything by telling you this. In fact, I hope it will. It'll pique your interest that you want to go watch it. It's basically, it's a music box. And I don't know if it's real or not. I like to think that it is actually a real music box that they recorded. It may not be. It may just be some sort of computer graphics. But nevertheless, it's a music box that is playing this beautiful song. And as the song goes on, as the music box turns, the characters go through life. And there's a young couple sitting on a bench, and you know, you get to see sort of the progression there. There's this sweet elderly woman, and you get to see the progression there, and like that. And it's called Circle. And I think that life dropped in this song because, of course, all my life's a circle. And it got me thinking about a few different things all at once, which are elbowing their way to the surface all at the same time. I'll start with this, because this was originally what I wanted to send the Lovegram about this week, because it was so impactful for me, which was that I was going through a really hard time yesterday. Actually, you know, for most of this week, and I was noticing, this is sometimes what happens, right? Like sometimes it's like I turn on the recorder and it's like, go. Other times my mind is still trying to catch up a little to how much and what's important and what and where and how. Here's what I think is really important. I was wanting to be with myself in a way that I could both process feelings that were coming up and not just try to pretend like they weren't there, right? And also to be aware of when those very natural sort of feelings, there was just a lot of old grief coming up over some things and some new happenings that were tapping into old grief. That might, you know, you guys might understand some of that. The experts often say that grief piggybacks on itself. And I think that's true. And I do believe that in some ways it's because we still need to have these emotions pass through us. We need to there's still probably something to be processed. So throughout this past week, I've been doing that sort of balancing act with myself, with both wanting to be present to and process and feel and let myself just really have those organic feelings of grief that were coming up. And at the same time, trying to kind of keep an eye on when that old Squawky Polly mind would want to turn them into a story. And you might know this place too, right? There's that just sort of natural times when when feelings arrive and arise and emotions arise and we feel our way through them. And then there's also the way that those can get taken over by whatever you call it. You know, my spiritual practice, we call it conditioned mind or ego, or sometimes other practices call it monkey mind. Squawky Polly is something that my son came up with years ago. And I like that because I like it because he came up with it, but also it is that sort of like wah, 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 wah. It just wants to grab onto something that is sad or uncomfortable or hard and repeat it over and over again, like a parrot would, right? Just to make me feel bad. And so trying to keep an eye on when that was happening and it was no longer sort of an organic sense of feeling or grief. So what happened was, is that last night, or actually like yesterday afternoon, I had my beautiful, wonderful coaching group on the books. And I love this group dearly. I love this group of people. If you're listening, hello, I love you. And yet, even though how much I love them, I was feeling like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get on this call? I just don't have that kind of energy. I don't feel like I can hold the space for other people right now. But fortunately, one of the things that happened was that this is, we meet twice a month. And on the second time we meet, I call it a creativity party. And it's a time that I see as a way that we kind of practice feeling the way we want to feel in our lives, not just talking about it. You know, the first time we meet in the month, it's maybe more akin to typical coaching and journaling and, you know, kind of exploring things that way. But I like to think of the second time we meet as more experiential, where we get to get in our bodies and either, you know, try things out, you know, push through something that feels uncomfortable. Or in this case, what we were doing is I had invited everyone to bring a video or a passage from a book or something to listen to that felt inspiring or creative to them. And so because we had that on the books, I was thinking yesterday afternoon, goodness, I need to find something to bring. And I was feeling, you know, I was feeling so uninspired and so flat. And nevertheless, as my Zen teacher Sherry says, you'll do for the love of others what you won't do for yourself. I got, you know, into all my notes and, you know, started looking around for inspirational videos that I'd tagged or saved or whatever. And in the process of doing that, this is what I really want you to hear. In the process of searching for something inspirational and uplifting, my spirit lifted, right? Like I started watching some different things that I had seen before that I just really loved or was touched by. And it was amazing to me that I could almost just see the cells in my body rearranging and things just shifting the way that I felt and my mindset shifted. And one thing led to another, right? So it's like one video led to another. But also I thought as I was listening to them, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go and change clothes. I'm going to put on some fresh lipstick. I'm going to find a different hat to wear so that it feels new and I feel new. And I'm going to, you know, treat myself to my favorite kombucha. And one little movement at a time, by the time I got on the call, and especially once I saw all their beautiful faces, that's another trick, right? Like connecting with somebody that we really love, just seeing their faces lifted me. So by the time all of that happened, by the time I said hello, I was really in kind of a whole different space. And so I'm mixing up kind of two themes today because that's just what's at play in my life. And one of the themes is that idea of where is your go-to? Like, what do you have saved or tagged or, you know, in YouTube, do you have a playlist or do you have something in your notes that says like, you know, here's 4, 5, 6, 10 videos or songs or book passages that always bring me home to myself. That's one thing. The other thing is really what I feel is in this messaging that was coming to me. So it wasn't until much later in the night, way after my coaching group was over, that my son found this video that I'm going to link to called Circle, the Hebrew music box. And, you know, watching that and being reminded of the cycles of life. So not only the cycles we go through in our own lives, but also the big cycle, right, which is life and death. That story, which you'll see in the music box, of the passage of time in our own lives, but that within that bigger circle, we have many, many small circles, right? We have many circles. And all of this together kind of brought me back to that place of, you know, first of all, remembering and accepting when we're having a hard time, first of all, to really accept that as part of a cycle of life. And, you know, to keep looking, like I was talking about a few minutes ago, to make sure that it's not being perpetuated in a way that is no longer just sort of an organic, painful thing that we're feeling or an emotion, but that if it gets turned into a story, you know, and that we're repeating a story that causes us a lot of pain. And the third thing is, you know, what do we do to be kind to ourselves or to help ourselves process emotions and let them move through us into whatever that next space is, that next moment is? And obviously, I'm saying all of this to you in a 15-minute recording, and it may take differing amounts of time for everybody, right? Like, depending on how big whatever it is that is hard in our lives, whether it's a grief or a disappointment or an anger or a loss or a fear. I mean, you know, whatever those are, they come in many shapes and sizes. And depending on what it is, we might go through this process more quickly or more slowly. But what I wanted to remind you of is that there are steps. You know, there's the step of accepting where we are, you know, being aware of where we are, then accepting where we are. And really, you know, hand to heart, being kind to ourselves around that and, you know, discerning whether it's a story in our head or if it's a true emotion flowing through our body. And if so, letting it go through us, maybe watching a video that helps us cry, which I certainly did that yesterday too. But then also, you know, finding things that we know we can turn to, whether it's a friend's face, you know, or like the beauty of when I saw all these beautiful faces on Zoom of my coaching clients I love, you know, whether it's that, it's a beautiful face we love, or it's a video that picks us up, or a song, or a passage, or a place out in nature, knowing what those things are and giving them to ourselves. And, you know, that order may be all mixed up for you. It may be different every time, but kind of just, I think overall allowing these circles in our lives, you know, and really honoring circles. It's so funny, you know, you guys know this, but it's like, I don't think this stuff up. It drops in from life. And I feel so grateful that, you know, I feel grateful that I'm paying enough attention that I get to see it. And I have no doubt that after I stop this recording from you, that this something else will come to me around circles, you know, like it will grow and expand. A number of weeks ago, I talked to you about that, the layers of meaning that are like a tapestry in our life. And to me, all of that is really what gives me a sense of foundation, you know? So whether I'm having more like sort of waves of grief come up or joy or, you know, whatever it is, to trust the foundation of being here, you know, on this planet, going through these circles myself and with everyone I know and love and with all of you and with all the people that I have yet to meet and all the human beings throughout time who have gone through all the circles, you know, many, many, many circles in our lifetimes and that one big circle of life to death. Anyway, thank you so much for being here. I love you, love you, love you. And so grateful that we're on this journey together. As Ram Dass says, we are all just walking each other home. Love to you. Bye-bye.